Erica.
Erica. Hi, this is Gina at Dr. Murphy's office.
Hi, Gina.
Hey. Thank you for joining me today. I want to go ahead and just get started. And is your mother going to be joining us today?
She should be hopping on at any point. I think this is the first time she's ever gotten in on a conference call like this. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Tell me from where did you learn about Dr. Murphy?
Actually, Mom was on Facebook one night and noticed a little ad on the right-hand side of the page, and she looked at it and just kind of bypassed it, and I think it happened two or three more times to her, and then she was finally like, okay, I get the hint. So she clicked on it and read up a little bit, and then so that's how it happened, and she called me and said, hey, I found this guy.
Great. Well, tell me, what, if you don't mind sharing, what age were you when you started seeing Dr. Murphy?
34.
And do you have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue?
I have recently been diagnosed with a fibromyalgia. Not the chronic fatigue part, but they're still trying to figure out what the additional is.
Whatever is going on. Okay.
Right.
Well, how long had you been having problems before you started working with Dr. Murphy?
It's been a total of about 3.5 years now that I've been dealing with this. And I've been with Dr. Murphy since February, so.
Okay. Before you first talked with him, what kind of symptoms were you having, like with your pain, sleep, digestion, your memory, your moods? Tell me what was going on with you.
It was a lot of pain in my my legs and my arms. Like, the only way I could describe it was shooty, like electrical type pain. Mm-hmm. And then if it wasn't pain, it was complete numbness.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is pretty much non-existent, because you can't ever find a good position to sleep in where mm-hmm. you don't feel the pain. And if you do, you wake up in the middle of the night because you've moved positions or whatever, and the pain starts shooting again. So sleep is not easy.
Yeah. Okay. And were you having any digestion problems or like problems like remembering stuff, like small things?
Mm-mm. No, but I'm a list keeper, so it's harder to forget things because I have things written down all the time.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, what would you say was your overall health when you first started seeing Dr. Murphy? How, before you first spoke with him, 0 to 10, 0 being the worst, what was your pain like?
Oh, it was tremendous. I would say if I had to cap the scale out on the pain, it was capped out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how was that affecting your everyday activity, your work and social interaction? How was that affecting your life?
It makes it really difficult, because you never know when it's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be actually kind of having a good day and be heading over to hang out with my friends or something, and all of a sudden it hits me, and you're stopped dead in your tracks. You can't do anything. You have to turn around and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes you start not wanting to go anywhere, not wanting to hang out with anybody or do anything, because you never know when it's going to hit, and you don't want to get stuck somewhere.
Yeah. Would you say the pain you were having, was it all over, or was it just in your joints or your arms and legs, or was it just up and down your spine, all over your body, or
it was pretty much just my left arm and leg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gradually moving over to the right side, which isn't nearly as bad as the left side yet, but that's what was baffling us, is that it was pretty much strictly my left side.
Okay. Okay, and so after you started seeing Dr. Murphy, tell me how your days are now.
They're still not wonderful, but they're so much better than they were.
Mm-hmm.
I am getting a little more sleep at night, which is good, and what I do get is a more restful sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I still wake up sometimes with the pain, and I have to, maneuver, or it takes me a little bit longer to get to sleep still. But the pain isn't as bad as it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's still definitely there, and it's you know, migrating, it's moving, which means there's still another underlying issue that we're trying to figure out. But
right.
In general, you know, that left side is not as bad as it was.
Yeah. Well, before you started working with him, how was your energy?
I basically had none.
None. And how is it now?
It's better. It depends on my day, but I tend to have a lot more energy than I used to. And I think some of that is feeling a little better, and some of that is actually getting more sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Becky, Erica's mom.
Hi, Becky. So
hi.
Tell me about your mental clarity and moods. Or have those improved, or were you having trouble with that?
That's kind of a tricky one, because when you're in that much pain all the time and you can't really go do anything that you used to be able to do, it gets very depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a bad mood all the time. You're grouchy all the time. You're tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm starting to be able to do a little more here and there, it does make you feel better. It lifts your mood a little bit. But at the same time, when you're used to starting to get those days where you do feel better, and then you have a bad day, oh, it's awful, because you're like, no, why can't it be like yesterday?
Mm-hmm. So
you know, you still have the emotional ups and downs with it.
Yeah. So 0 to 10, how would you say your days are now compared to, you know, before Dr. Murphy? 0 being
10,
the worst.
0 being the worst.
Yeah.
I would say I was definitely at a 0 to 1 before, and now I'm probably, I want to say, 5 or 6.
Okay. All right. And so your sleep is improved compared to before. Your moods are elevated. Your pain is better than it was before. And your days are, you have more good days now than bad days, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, every day there's still something there, but it's not, I'm not on the edge like I used to be.
Right. So overall, what would you rate your health now? Like, if zeros being the worst, what would you say your overall health is? As far as improvement?
I don't know. I'd probably still go with a 5 or 6, because
okay,
there's still some things that we haven't figured out, which, you know, it's been how many doctors and how many years now, so
yeah,
we're still working on that. But at least, you know, he guided me to part of it, and seems to continue to want to figure it out, which is amazing, because a lot of doctors don't want to do that.
Right. So,
ouch.
With Dr. Murphy, you feel like you're getting, like he hears you. He's understanding you and working.
Oh, absolutely.
You have the same goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no feeling like a number. There's no being passed around. It's,
mm-hmm.
You can tell he genuinely cares.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to make you better. That was one of the first things that he said on my initial phone call with him that really hit me hard, is mm-hmm. It wasn't, let's find out what medication we can put you on, or let's, you know, it was, let's get to the bottom of what this is and not treat the symptoms. Let's figure out what the cause is and fix it, because I want to make you better.
Right.
Well, and nobody has said that to me.
Yeah, that's encouraging. He definitely has that passion, that compassion, I should say. And that's great.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So, Becky, do you have anything you'd like to add about Erica's improvement, or any comments about how she used to be and how she is now, a comparison?
It seems like she goes, she has some good times, and then she'll flip back to having some bad times. I think right now she might be having some better days. But we have been to Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Murphy has sent her up, referred her up there, because he believes there's an underlying problem. Yes, she's been diagnosed by Dr. Murphy and the Cleveland Clinic that she does have fibromyalgia, but both of them says there's an underlying problem because mm-hmm. she has some more serious symptoms.
Mm-hmm. They don't fit into the normal fibro box.
Mm-hmm. Right. Dr. Murphy has been very good to see us to this point of him running tests and sending her here and there to have some tests done, and you know, to find a proper diagnosis, you know, other than the fibromyalgia. We'll be dealing with that, but we're in the process of waiting for a brain MRI to come back to see if there might be something else going on. But he is still continuing to walk beside her to see this through, which, you know, I do appreciate that because, again, as she said, there's been many, many doctors and many, many tests, and most of the doctors just want to medicate you and send you on your way and don't even want to try to find out what's wrong. And mm-hmm. I do appreciate that of Dr. Murphy.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. You're right on target there. He does have a personal investment in your health and wants you to be better. And he goes beyond what the normal doctor would do to get you where you need to be.
Oh yeah.
So that's great. I appreciate you both sharing your time with me today, and we'll wrap it up here.
I want to say real quick that it's not just Dr. Murphy that's fabulous and phenomenal and any other big elaborate words I could think of. You and Juno have been amazing as well.
Oh, I appreciate you saying
that. Every time I call, you guys are, and it may just be the whole Alabama thing. I don't know, everybody in Alabama is just sweeter than sweet. But, again, you guys never make us feel like a number. You know, Juno is like, oh, sweetie darling and honey dumpling. And you know, I mean, from the moment I first talked to you guys, we felt like we were part of the family. It felt like a family, like everybody really cared about each other. And when we were down to visit this summer, Dr. M said that, you know, by no means is he passing me off to the Cleveland Clinic, but he knows that they may have better ways to help figure out what this is, and he is in no way at all going to leave my side.
Right.
That he wants to stick through and figure out what this is and be that, help be that support. And again, we cannot say how much we appreciate that.
Yeah. Well,
and Gina, we've had family members and friends, you know, they said the doctors in Alabama, they could not believe that. And it's like, yeah. And I think it really helped confirmed everybody's minds, in their mind, that, yeah, this is for real. Because when you travel that far and find him on Facebook, you know, people are concerned. But when I first made that phone call and talked to him, I felt comfortable. I did research him and be sure he was on the up and up. But until we made that trip to Alabama and him referring us to Cleveland Clinic, people are starting to realize, oh, he is for real.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So
I got a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Everybody I would tell, they're like, okay, you're going to a doctor that you've never seen.
Yeah.
I'm like, he doesn't have to see you to be able to help. He needs test results. If you think about it, that's all another doctor does anyways, refer you out for tests.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
and they a lot of times, you know, other doctors are just they're looking at a chart. They're not looking at the person, and they're not
right.
They're not thinking about, you know, their day to day life. They're just thinking about, you know, test results and what can I put them on. So I understand exactly what you're saying, because he doesn't think about people in that regard as far as, you know, what pill can I put them on. He's thinking about, you know, how is this going to impact this person's life?
Right.
And Erica, I think you're off all your medication now, too, aren't you?
I'm just on the natural stuff right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
He was thinking that
one you're on may be causing some of the pain that you're all in. So.
Right.
Yeah. What if you don't care for me asking, what prescriptions were you taking before he started trying to help you?
Oh, my goodness. They had me on several different ones that I can't even pronounce. And the last one was gabapentin or Neurontin.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad one. I mean, we started off having a really bad reaction to that medication, and all the doctors kept wanting to do was up the dosage.
Mm-hmm.
instead of, okay, maybe we need a different medication, or maybe we need to reduce the dosage, or, you know, and it, oh, we're good. That he didn't like the fact that I was on the meds, mm-hmm. but that he didn't force me to come off of them either.
Right.
You know, he's like, if something's helping you, I'm not going to make you go off of that. But if it's harming right. you more, we need to talk about getting you off of it.
Right.
And the more that we talked about it and the more that he researched, the more we realized, okay, maybe it's time to start getting off of this so that I can be have a clean slate.
Yeah.
To see where
yeah.
we go.
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing that he does is he researches things. I mean, that man is a fanatic about it. There are times that he called me at home and he actually asked me permission. He's like, I need to take your chart home this weekend, and I need to just meditate and think about this because I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whatever you need to do, I don't. If you need to talk to other people, if you need to, you know, pass it around the research group, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever you need to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. There were several times that, you know, he took my information home and read through it and racked his brain to try to figure this out. And I can guarantee you that none of those other doctors did that. As soon as I walked out of the office, my chart was back on the shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's very much about the person and the impact on their life that what they've been having to do, you know,
yep.
how that helps and how it hurts. So let me ask you this. You did Dr. Murphy's VIP program. Do you feel like the money you spent was worth the price of the program?
Mom, I'm going to let you handle that one.
Since it was my money. Yeah, I do, because he does listen. You know, we haven't found a final diagnosis. We did find a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. But if nothing else, just to have somebody listen and try to find a solution to the problem was worth it. And with that diet, that I went on that diet with Erica at the beginning,
yeah.
because I knew she would need support. In the meantime, it helped me to learn how to eat and cook differently. And because of that, I'm becoming more healthy also. But yeah, and compared to, you know, for your kid, for your child, you do anything to help them out. But if nothing else, it's a peace of mind that somebody's is trying to help.
Right. Somebody else is investing their time.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not just dumping all this money to co-pays and tests and all this stuff, again, to be put on a shelf.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he's dedicated and he's committed, and never once did I feel alone. I always felt like I could call anytime I had a question, anytime I was concerned about something. There was actually a day that I was just losing it. I was so upset, I was just losing it. And I called him on the fly. We didn't even have an appointment that day. And he took time out and he talked to me and he talked me down. And he's like, okay, this is what we're going to do to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many doctors can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't call them and have a breakdown there, go, here, go get some Xanax or something. I mean, he's very unique. They don't make them like him, and I wish they did.
Yeah, that's true. I hear that more often than I can count. I hear that, you know, is about his dedication and compassion and the time, you know, the time he allows for everyone. That's why, you know, when he has an appointment, a consult with somebody, we tell him this is your appointment time, but give him a few minutes here or there, because, you know, the person before you may have some issues that he needs to take a few minutes more with, and he allows everyone that same courtesy. So
I told Mom after our first call with him that it just the sound of his voice, he's got that calming nature in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only two doctors that I've ever been to that I feel that comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
There's Dr. Fox, who's my chiropractor up here at home.
Mm-hmm.
I call him my miracle man. I can go mm-hmm. into him and be completely bent over and not be able to stand up straight, and the man will have me walking straight without pain when I walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Murphy. Those are the only two that no matter what they told me to do, I would do it because I know that they are looking out for me. And
okay.
We better wrap
up. We're on a payphone.
She just jumps right in there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I really appreciate you guys sharing your testimony with me, and I will. We will talk to you soon. We will talk to you
Alrighty.
Soon.
Alrighty. Thank
thanks
you
for calling
so
in.
Much, Gina.
Thank you.
And give
okay.
Juno a hug
thanks.
For me, please.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gina. Talk to you later, Erica.
Okay.
Alrighty.